The study says some schools in the state don't have prevention or disciplinary mechanisms in place to properly address violence between intimate partners. Karen Jarmach is with the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which conducted the study with the Injury Prevention Center at Connecticut Children's Medical Center. She says abuse includes more than just physical violence.
Where they fall a bit short is really having some very clear definitions in their policies, and in particular, to include the definitions around economic abuse, emotional abuse, and technological abuse.
15 of the 22 schools who responded to the survey do have policies prohibiting intimate partner violence, although the definitions of the abuse vary from school to school. Cooper McKim, WSHU News.